Move that the Board of Education approve establishing an additional grade 2 teaching position at Houtling Elementary School.
The school board officially approved a $90,000 contract for a new second grade teacher at Houtling. Because of unexpected last-minute enrollments, Houtling was almost stuck with two overcrowded second grade classrooms. Now, with a third classroom, each should have about 20 students each. And the school board learned that another school has run into the same problem. Here's Superintendent Robert Boyle.
In particular, of concern for us is Point Higgins Grade 1. We have 27 first graders at Point Higgins.
Boyle told the board he planned to hire another first grade teacher there, also at a cost of $90,000. He said because enrollment numbers are so strong this year, the state per student allocation will likely pay for these new teachers. The board was supportive. Board member Colleen Scanlon said studies she's read show that 18 is the ideal classroom size.
When you start going above that 18 number, you reduce the learning ability of the child and the ability of the teacher to teach all those students, and it also has a wide effect on students that come from a lower socioeconomic environment.
School board members Misty Archibald and Trevor Shaw said they support adding the first grade classroom, but the school district should watch the enrollment numbers and carefully plan for the future. Here's Shaw.
If we do some strategic planning now and kind of anticipate the growth, I think we can save ourselves some heartburn in the future when it comes to class sizes, so we're not at the last meeting where we're at last minute, oh no, we need another teacher.
The contract for the first grade teaching position at Point Higgins will most likely be included at the next meeting. The board approved three resolutions to submit to the Association of Alaska School Boards to use in their legislative lobbying efforts. The first resolution asks the legislature to provide Hold Harmless Intensive Needs funding. That means if intensive needs students change their special education status or leave the district, the local administration isn't left with a huge financial deficit. The second urges legislative action requiring the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development to apply for exemption to the federal Smart Snacks program for fundraising events. And the third addresses the huge costs Ketchikan deals with to pay for sports and other teams to travel to compete. The resolution asks the Alaska School Activities Association, the state legislature, and the governor to work together to set up a funding pool that'll help school districts fund travel for students to attend state-level competitions. Board member Stephen Bradford proposed an amendment to the resolution that the funding pool be available for travel of over 500 miles. That would mean it could be used, for example, for Ketchikan football to fly to play North Pole, even if it wasn't for a state competition. Here's Bradford.
But it seems like because this great state is so large and we want to encourage interstate competition and activity, we need a funding mechanism for those of us that are on the outer limits.
The school board approved the resolution with the amendment unanimously. At a previous meeting, Bradford brought up the idea that teachers should not have to pay gate fees at school games and events. The board discussed that further, and most of the members came to this conclusion.
I don't think we should have those kind of things available unless they're available to everybody.
That's Archibald. She said, why should parents who struggle financially have to pay the gate fee if teachers don't? The idea was dismissed. At the end of the meeting, the board briefly discussed the draft safety assessment of the school district conducted by Safe Havens International. Board President Michelle O'Brien was upset that the administration put the report online.
This is on the web, in public, shouldn't have been there. What we're doing in terms of exact security measures within our schools doesn't need to be out on the web.
Bradford disagreed.
I applaud Mr. Boyle for releasing it. I don't think in a public-funded entity that we should keep very many things secret from the public.
The board didn't talk about any of the dozens of safety improvements Safe Havens recommended in the assessment. They did mention the praise Safe Havens gave to the school resource officer program, which stations a police officer at Ketchikan High School. The board decided to hold a work session where board members, school staff, police officers, and community members can talk in detail about the draft assessment and what steps to take based on its recommendations. The next school board meeting is September 24th. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.